Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's 47 degrees as you start your morning off. 61 for the high and 98.9 to Buzz. Pisano, Sandy, and welcome. Our 6 o'clock hour, about quarter after 6. And here it comes, 13 days!
The amazing totality of the solar eclipse over Rochester.
Yes, yes. Now, anybody have family coming in from out of town? For the solar eclipse, specifically for the solar eclipse. Not because they want to come see you, but because they kind of want to see the sun.
Yeah, you're secondary to the whole thing, right?
Is there an obligation, if you want to use that word, an assumed approval that you are going to say yes, open your doors, and invite family in? Like, do you have no other choice? By this point, they already figured out where they're staying. But is anybody, 818-2899, has anyone said no to family coming from in out of town?
How can you say no?
You can't, right?
You
can't.
Well,
that's what I thought until I had a conversation with a group of people here at the at work.
Really?
And yeah, one of the sales guys, he's like, "Oh no, I don't like my cousin on his wife's side or whatever."
Right.
No, they're crazy. I am not. I did not offer it. I'm like, how can you not offer it? That is. Whether you like them or not.
Are they?
You have to.
Do they need a place to sleep over, or are they just going to leave after the eclipse?
No, they're staying.
Oh.
They're staying. I forgot. Oh, God, I'm so terrible. My memory is awful. I forgot where he said.
Yeah.
They'd live. But it's not one of those where you can come for the day and leave.
Right, not a day trip. Right. Yeah, huh? Yeah, no.
Isn't that terrible?
I doubt. If you looked to see if there was a hotel room for Monday night in Rochester, that there are any.
Well, no, I don't think at this point. I think this discussion that they had with his wife's cousin happened a long time ago. You know what I mean? When they were looking for, hey, we're coming because we're big geeks on this.
Yeah.
We want to see it. But the prices, no matter what, you paid a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, gosh, you got some nerve. Did it start a fight with your wife? And he goes, she wasn't happy, but she wasn't mad. I'm like, I would be so furious.
It depends on your
heartbreaking.
Yeah, but it depends on your relationship with them. If everybody's on board on your side of the family that, let's keep a cousin weirdo away, then it's like,
I don't know. It's just. even if you have friends, if you know somebody, you have to open up your house to them because it's expensive and it's limited space. And what's a big deal? My dad's like that too. He's such a grouch with people invading his space.
Really?
Spending the night. Yeah, we have one relative that wants to come from Italy.
Okay.
Send his son. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. He goes, he's not staying here. I'm like, Dad, you're freaking retired. You got nothing to do. What does it matter?
Maybe he likes to walk around the house naked, you know?
Oh, Scott! Why would you do that?
Did I just
that
ruin that? Did I just
yes,
ruin your dad?
Yes, you did.
You know. Yeah, well, this is weird. This whole eclipse thing is weird for me because it's like, it's going to be so transformatively amazing to see, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I saw a video yesterday. I saved it. And I just watched it four times. It's just, it's the entire three and a half minutes of it. Like they say there's going to be a 360 degree sunrise or sunset around us.
Mm.
it's going to be crazy, crazy, right? And the crowd of people screaming when it happens and yay! And then when the sun reappears, like, ah! But that's it.
I know, and then what?
3.5 minutes of what?
And then, and 36 seconds if you're in Penyan. And then what?
Right. So you've got to have something to do afterward.
Well, you know who's doing it right are the people who are going to watch it on the lake, on the water.
Yeah.
Even though it could potentially be very cold.
I was going to say, I don't think there's going to be a problem up on the water. I know we were talking about that earlier, but...
You don't?
No, it's so vast. The Lake Ontario shoreline is so vast. And, you know, people will congregate, but I don't think it's going to be like, you know.
Yeah, but the amateur boater, like, I don't know this world. You know it way more than I do. Yeah. It doesn't terrify you how many amateurs are going to be on the water?
No, because, first of all, it's not like people are driving around at night, right? You're going to be out there. You're going to be parked. You're just going to be like
3 minutes a night or however many seconds totality. Yeah,
but nobody's going to be driving when you're going to be stopped and looking up. I don't think it's, I'm just thinking, if I were out on my buddy's boat, we wouldn't be moving. We'd be out there an hour or two ahead of time, cooking hot dogs on his little portable barbecue and having a beer or something. But we wouldn't be driving, boating, tooling around. And if anything, we're not going out too far. We're going to stay near the shore and, you know, so.
Okay, all right. Well, cool. they did say first responders are prepared and ready, and they're beefed up and ready to, you know, spring into action if they need to. But what does it take to get a, like, could I just go rent a boat now? Like,
honestly,
what's the process?
I'm not sure if they're even open to rent a boat yet. Like the pontoon boat places, there's a couple of them in Rochester area. I'm not even sure you can even call a marina and
oh, really?
Listen, so maybe it's in less than 2 weeks, right? And I mean, like the marina that we're at, there's all the boats are still in shrink wrap. And to open a boat doesn't take like, you know, so I'm just going to go and unzip it. Like,
so
it
then
takes,
what's the news story about? Because the news story is all about, hey, there's going to be these amateurs on the water and first responders are ready.
I think it's a bit hype. I personally think it's a bit hype. There will be people out, but I don't think it's going to be amateur thing.
No, it's not.
It's a work day. You know, you take half the people are going to be working anyway.
Oh, that's true.
It's not a weekend. If it was on a Saturday, you know, at the end of July or something, then I think it'd be a problem. Yeah. But we actually are now tentatively making plans to actually do that, to get up to the camper. Our camper's supposed to open that next weekend, like the 15th. But they said if...
You can go earlier.
Yeah, we can go earlier. This? Yeah, so I'm going to open up that weekend before, right? This next week from Friday. And
does it matter where you're? Does it really make it that much more amazing, or is it just to say, "Hey, I was by the water"? Because we're looking up. Doesn't matter what's around you.
No, not really.
Right? Isn't it all? Or am I missing something?
Well, the only thing I'm going to miss is the roar of a crowd around. Right? Because that's half of the fun of this thing, is to experience it with millions of people that you don't know anybody, but you're all in that same vibe, right?
Oh,
it's
gosh,
like going to a concert. Yeah.
I didn't even reach out to my neighbors. I wonder if we should have a little mini neighborhood celebration. Yeah. Well, it just hit me when you said that.
Yeah.
If one of my neighbors is listening, let's get this together. And when I say let's, I mean you. Get this together, because I'm not good at party planning.
I'll be there. Just neighbors, go strike one up, please.
Oh, my God, that would be so cool. That's such a bonding moment with your neighbors.
Oh, who is
Darn it?
Come on.
Why didn't I think of that?
That's the first thing I thought of when I heard about this a year and a half ago. I'm like, what party are we going to be at?
I thought of, okay, I'm such a nervous Nelly on the road with traffic, so never mind.
Don't
I'll just
go
stay in my backyard.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the kids don't have school, so.
You realize every single neighbor that's not working will be home and out in their backyards. So there's got to be some kind of, uh-oh, this has already been, people are already having a party. You haven't been asked yet, pretty sure.
Oh, my God, maybe I was disinvited to a party I was never invited to. Chances are pretty good with that one.
The alarm goes off and the buzz comes on. Kick off your mornings with the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.